Dengue fever is a leading cause of illness and death in the tropics, but the Red Cross is warning that the fever is spreading across the globe at a rapid rate, and almost 3 billion people are now at risk. The organisation is calling for expanded community health campaigns in more than 100 countries to ensure the situation doesn't get worse. Thomas Ariti reports.
The Red Cross says it's a silent disaster. Almost 3 billion people are now at risk of dengue fever. That's about 40% of the world's population. Jim Cuttampuan is the Emergency Health Coordinator for the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies.
50 years ago, there were only 9 countries which reported dengue, but now more than 125 are reporting. There is also an estimate of 390 million who are affected of dengue. And particularly Asia-Pacific, we are having the highest burden, considering that 75% of those at risk are from the region.
A Red Cross report released today has found a person is admitted into a hospital with dengue fever every minute across the globe. A child dies from the disease nearly every half an hour. Despite the trend, Jim Cuttampuan says dengue fever is often ignored by authorities.
The report wants to highlight the severe human and economic impact of dengue. Because it hasn't received the attention in terms of providing support and resources to the fight against dengue, dengue prevention and control.
There's no vaccine or cure for dengue fever. For anyone who has had the disease, reinfection is often more severe because antibodies in the bloodstream enhance the symptoms. But Jim Cuttampuan says there are ways to stop it spreading.
Protecting the population, that they are not beaten by the mosquito. Health education, awareness about the threats of dengue, how can it be transmitted, what are the symptoms and the need for immediate attention is one. The other is also controlling mosquito populations.
He says a lack of attention to dengue fever has enormous economic impacts. The report estimates that Southeast Asian economies risk losing more than $2 billion each year. On a personal level, it also hits families. Hard.
It's a very heavy for a family, particularly those ordinary families or those under a poverty line to be experiencing dengue, because the estimate is that it's between $500 to $1,300 per case. So it's really very heavy.
But why such a rapid increase? The Red Cross believes the evolution of the mosquito is partly to blame.
It has now an expanding habitat. It can also live longer, and that's influenced by the changing climate. It's also because of population people, because we move a lot. We live in high-dense urban areas. Incidentally, in environments that people live, sanitation is also not very well established. Facilities are not there.
The report has been released ahead of World Health Day on Monday.
Thomas Ariti.